Paul, I've got to think. Look, we know what Dwayne Casey's like. Dwayne Casey obviously saw a lot of things in that game against the Hawks that probably didn't make him happy. But at the end of the day, that's not a bad way to shake off the effects of that loss to Oklahoma City on Friday, because I got to think that loss was gutting for the Raptors.
Yeah, it really was. And to boot, there are probably some calls in there that have people, you know, the pose of Don Cherry on the bench from mm-hmm. Coach's Corner. And I remember that game back against the Canadians where, you know, he's up there on the bench going, see, you know, you don't believe me. And there's probably some people doing that about the officiating and some of the calls that, you know, maybe as some people would think took the game from Toronto. That being said, they had their chance against Oklahoma City, calls or not. But their fourth quarter efficiency, I mean, the numbers are ridiculous. I mean, they're number one in point differential. They're top three in all of these categories, Jeff, and I'd have to go and actually look at my stats because, as my wife says, I have useless numbers roaming around inside my head, and I'd pull a Dustin Hoffman, like, spit them out at the wrong time. They're number one in point differential, number one in fewest turnovers, I think number three in free throws attempted, one of the best teams in opponents' field goal percentage. The fourth quarter, it just seems to come together for them. And they did it again yesterday, 36-15, hold Atlanta to, you know, 27%. They shoot 60% themselves. As you said, DeRozan and Lowry combined for 23 points in three quarters and then 23 in the fourth quarter alone. So they seem to get it going. And you're right, Dwayne Casey, he's probably not pleased with the first three quarters. But when you look at it, you know, the old adage of it doesn't matter how rough the water is, get the ship in. They seem to get the ship in. I mean, they're nine games above 500. You know, nobody expected this. But look, against good teams, and, you know, you're looking at the playoffs, you can't have those kinds of starts. You mm-hmm. just can't. But right now in the regular season, they're getting away with it. They're doing a good job in the fourth quarter to win these things.
And, you know, Paul, one of the things that I think suggests that Dwayne Casey deserves a contract extension, and it tells you how good the season's gone, that this hasn't really been an issue. But one of the things that suggests to me that Dwayne Casey, maybe unlike Randy Carlyle, has a pretty good handle on what's going on here is the fact that I'm one of those people that thinks, obviously, talent, if you're a talented team, you're going to play probably have pretty good fourth quarter numbers. But having that type of fourth quarter difference in terms of point differential, turnovers and all that, that suggests to me that the coach is using his rotation properly. It suggests to me that guys are being put in positions where they can succeed. And that suggests to me that this is a coach who has got a terrific handle on his team.
Well, I think, you know, there's a couple things at play there, Jeff. Yeah, I think he does have a good handle on his team, and that it always surprises me when people decide with the second guessing, why didn't he do this? Why didn't he do that? And the great line from, you know, an NBA coach that he said to me, you know, one day, I mean, he was a player in the league. His GM was a player in the league. He said to the GM, you come down with these ideas. Don't you think we've thought of that too? Like, you know, you think you're the smartest guy in the room. Like, we've thought of those things too. And here's why we figured they wouldn't work and why we went with something else. And I know you're coming down Monday morning quarterback saying, why didn't you do this? And the fans do it all the time. You know, like, oh, the rotation. Well, hold on a second. The guy knows his team better than anybody else. And as Bob Hill, one of my first broadcast partners, told me, he said, the only reason why people second guess is because the coach's decision doesn't work out. He knew all the options, and he chose what he thought was best. And now you're coming with something that you think he didn't think of. And to the point about Dwayne Casey, yeah, Jeff, I think he does have a good handle on it. The other thing at play is they've got chemistry. They've got a personnel that understands what the role is, what the role the coach gave them. They've accepted it, and it fits together. And chemistry is a funny thing. You're not sure if you have it, but you know when you don't have it. And right now, these guys have it, and things fit together well, and that's why they're winning games, and that's why they can do what they do in the fourth quarter.
We're joined by Paul Jones, the TV voice of the Raptors. I'm sorry, the radio voice of the Raptors, as we continue our discussion about the Raptors. 96-86 winners over the Atlanta Hawks. And again, that fourth quarter, I think, is the thing that will resonate for a lot of people. But, you know, one of the guys we've talked about a lot this year, and I think a lot of people with the Raptors have taken a special interest in, is Jonas Valanciunas. And I thought Jonas Valanciunas yesterday had, you know, he got 13 points, 13 rebounds, but there were some sublime aspects to his game yesterday, Paul, that really gives you a sense of what this guy could be like in next year.
Yeah, I say this all the time, Jeff, and people want to point to the rules and say, well, you know, you need a killer on the wing. You need a Kobe or, a LeBron or back in his day, the Wade. And I'm going to tell you this, and I'll debate anybody that wants to. The only wing guy that won it on his own without major help was Michael Jordan. LeBron's won, but he had to go to Miami and get help from Bosch and Wade. Kobe's won, but he had to get help from Shaq. And then when Shaq left, I tell you, Pau Gasol and a 6'10 Lamar Odom roaming the perimeter weren't that bad either. You need help. Whereas if you're a big guy and you build it properly from inside out with a big guy, I'm not saying you can win with scrubs, but you can get away with maybe specialist and less than average less than star people around him if that big guy is really good. There's still a premium on big people. It's still a big person's game. And I, you know, yes, the rules have kind of neutralized it and equalized it, but I still believe the old-fashioned way, going inside out and having a good big guy, is a real key, Jeff. It really is. And I think the more Jonas develops, the better Toronto is going to be. I mean, I give Brian Colangelo credit. It wasn't a popular pick at the time, but he's got a guy now who can anchor you on in the middle. Look at the great inside play they're getting, not just from Jonas, but Amir Johnson has been lights out in March. Mm-hmm. And who are they missing right now that they're going to need? I mean, the dance cards in the playoffs, 3, 4, 5, and 6, haven't been handed out yet. Toronto's one game up in the playoffs in the loss column on Brooklyn and Chicago. And, you know, you get those guys in the playoffs, they're experienced teams. And I will say this about that. They're going to need the big guy. You're going to need to play inside out. And it's a lot to ask Jonas as a sophomore, but at the same time, he needs the experience. And playing the old-fashioned way is never, never a bad thing.